Can you talk about the medium-risk patient?
So the medium-risk patients can be managed as outpatients, and those patients require a bit more hydration. So those patients, for sure, they need to do oral hydration, and oftentimes I will give them some IV hydration prior to their dosing. So I tell patients, low risk or medium risk, they need to drink 2 liters a day of water every day. Some people would say, okay, they only need to drink at least 2 liters of water the day before and the day of the initiation or escalation, but I'll usually tell them to drink it through the week. For the medium risk, those patients, again, can be monitored as outpatient, and I would consider and usually give IV hydration pre-dose for those patients, at least for the first dose and the first dose escalation. They need a lab check post-dose, which can be done as an outpatient, and that's 6 to 8 hours post-dose, and then 24 hours post-dose. And then if their 24-hour post-dose lab is adequate and they're not having any issues with tumor lysis, then they can continue on their dosing. Interestingly, we don't need to monitor or evaluate the subsequent days. So it's just the first day and the second day that we're closely monitoring the electrolytes. And then once that's done, then patients will continue on their dosing if they're not having any problems to come back the next week.
So it's interesting about the 2 liters, as I saw that in that table, and I was thinking to myself of me drinking 2 liters. Do you have patients who have a hard time getting that in?
That I don't know. I mean, I tell them and they don't really complain that they're usually motivated. When they know the importance of drinking 2 liters, they're usually motivated to do it. Now, I don't know what happens when they get home and if they really are compliant with doing it. I hope so. But that has not been a difficult discussion with patients.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just 8 glasses of water or something. You know, it's interesting. The third case that we had, I told you about the dialysis case and the heart failure. The third case was the same exact case where the doc said, well, you know, I told him to drink excess fluids and patient was totally fine, just sort of cruised through like the average patient. So
right.
I guess we're talking about the exceptional situation.
And I think it's a different situation where you're giving them 2 liters of oral hydration versus 2 liters of IV saline.
Right.
You don't get the same salt load as you do with 2 liters of oral hydration.